from sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Moroni Mimarasi Sheyichyu and for Moshe Yudah ben Peshitina and the Refuas Saraleh Bas Rivka, Rabbi Yosef Moshe Chaim, Yitzchai Michiel ben Esther, Rabbi Anach Mordechai ben Frieda Simcha, schus from Rabbi Pinchas Elimelech ben Bela Fredel, Baruch Abba Tzal v'chol Maasei Yedeyim. We're continuing our series of Shiurim Aras HaTshuva, Perek Ches, Piska Zayin, says the Rav, Ha'olam Kulo, Malehu Harmonia. Wow. The whole world is filled with harmony. And that's really a pasuk in Chumash. Vayar Elokim es kol asher asa, v'hine tov me'od. It's a good world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in a good way, and that means harmony. Things are working well together. Ahatamah me'achedet mefaleshet b'chol chadrei ha'metziut v'chagaveh. This harmony that unites penetrates, extends in all areas of reality and all the nooks and crannies. It says in Shir Hashirim b'chagveh ha'sela. So there is harmony and hatama me'achedet in the complete entire metzius, even in the most hidden corners. Hamusar ha'pnimi, this doing good that comes from the inside, v'tviyotav ha'chazakot, and its strong demands. Hinam nimshachim ubaim mehed kolam ha'meuchad shel kol chelkei ha'avaya, are drawn and come from the echo, the united echo of all parts of reality, of existence, of creation. Shekulam chodrim ze baze, they all penetrate each other, they all fit with each other. V'hanefesh kulahim le'akul b'chulam u'meuchedet b'chulam, and the entire soul is filled with all of them and united with all of them. So since a person is connected to existence, filled with harmony and hatama mi'achedet, the person himself becomes harmonious and whole, united. His personality becomes more ethical and all of his actions are towards what is good, as the Aras HaTshuva Mavor points out in the footnote. It's interesting to contrast the philosophy of Rav Soloveitchik, who talks about how the more a man comes close to Hashem, the more he's broken into pieces, because there's a complete stira, contradiction between man and God. For Rav Soloveitchik, a life of Torah and mitzvahs is a chayim kruim, is a broken up life, and a person who serves Hashem is always in crisis. And he attacks those who say that if you're a religious personality, that was very popular in the 50s and in the 60s, particularly amongst the non-Jews, they would have these preachers get up, these pastors, say if you live a religious life, everything's going to be terrific for you. And Rav Soloveitchik held that's not true. To be an Oved Hashem is filled with internal struggles, constant yisurim, oili miyitz, yoytzir el miyitzri. Look at the beginning of Isha Halacha, and the Arichos in the fourth He'ara, and also on Ish Halacha Galui V'Nistar from pages 11 to 15. But Rav Kook Zatzal doesn't hold that way. Avodas Hashem makes life beautiful, wonderful, sweet. So at the beginning, sometimes you have to break yourself. As it says in Zohar HaKadosh, that it's pleasant for the tzaddikim to break themselves for the covet of Hashem. And three matanas Hashem gave us, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba, and they were all given b'yisurim. So, since these are all three things that are above our lower reality, therefore a person has to be mitnatek, detach himself from the world in order to be zocha, and then a person who is Zochet Hedvekus Elokit Elyonav, the Nevuah has to erase his personality, like the Rambam says, how all the Nevi'im except for Moshe, Kishenisnabim Evrei Mizdazim B'koach HaGuf Kosho V'Shenosein Mistarfos, their body is broken up. On this high level, a person is connected to all of reality, all of existence. So, in our generation, to start telling people that they should serve Hashem with crisis, with being broken, that's not going to get anybody to do the right thing. People aren't built for that. So what we would suggest, that we go with the Rav's approach, that it brings you to a pleasant life, a beautiful life, a simchadika life. You say the most simchadika person in his time was Rav Chaskel Levenstein, because he was living with such a consciousness, such an awareness of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. Kol ktsitsa musarit b'rayon v'maaseh v'tchuna v'mezeh goremet chatichot rabot. Anytime a person sins, he detaches himself from the greater harmony of life. A person has evil thoughts, a person has corrupt deeds, bad midas, faulty character. That all causes a lot of chituchim, a lot of little pieces being broken up between him and reality. It brings a lot of deep yisurim to all levels of the neshama. She yisodim shel yisurei ruach elu hu koach ha-ma'id shel siluk or ha-chaim shel ha-sidur ha-klali shel ha-havaya kula mitzinorei ha-chaim shel ha-neshama ha-chotet. That these yisurim are founded in the yisurim of the spirit, which shake and remove the light of life from the general organization of existence, from the pipelines of life of the sinful soul. In other words, in simple English, since the light of life has been removed from the soul of man, he's shaken and he has yisurim and he has pain. That's what happens when a person sins. This is the parak of Machove Hachet V'Yisurei HaTshuva Omarpe HaRasa. Sin causes pain and tshuva causes refuah. Chomash HaNeshama Yoter Teora Hi Margeshet Yoter At Haradat Machoveha. The more pure the neshama, the more she feels the shaking of its pain. The more sensitive the neshama, the more aware it is, the more mindful it is, they say today, of its sins. Like when a person is ill and he or she goes to the doctor because they're in such pain, so too when a person is in spiritual pain, the refuah is a life of tshuva, that flows from the elevated source that sews up, seals up all of the rips, umazelet tal chayim Ha'ochim le'meisharim mikol sderot ha'havaya, and brings down a dew of life that goes straight from all levels of creation. Like it says in Shir Hashirim, Holech Dodi le'meisharim, that it's talachem ochim le'meisharim mikol sderot ha'havaya. With tshuva, a person reconnects to all of existence, to all of reality, and there's no steer anymore between him and existence, because existence is filled with tshuva, with godliness, with closeness to the to absolute reality. Echad ve'echad yigashu, one approaches the other, like it says in Eov Emalav Ches, Echad ve'echad yigashu v'ruach le'yavo b'neihem. They're connected to each other, as the Mepharshim there say. Ad chelke aneshama ashava l'tchiyata l'yona b'rachamim rabim u'v'chedvat olamim. Until the parts of the neshama that returns to life, its elevated life with great mercy and with eternal simcha. So when you do tshuva, things are just better for you, you're a happier person. As the Rav writes in his famous poem, Lachashei Ahavaya, Tilchash li soda avaya kula chayim li yesh, kach na kach im yesh lach lev, uvelev dam, sheral yeush lo ziham mahu, v'im libatcha arela, tilchash li ahavaya, v'yafi lo yaksimecha, sura meni sura, hareni lecha asura, im kol tzifzuf adin, Koyofi chai lo hadar, shirat kodesh, achzeram eish zara, bach yoreru, Sura meni sura, reini lecha sura. V'dor yakum v'chai, yashir li yofi v'chaim. V'edna b'li dai, yinak mital shamayim. U'mehadar karmel v'sharon, shif'at razeh ha'avaya. Takshiv ozen am chai, u'me'eden shira v'yifei chaim or kodesh imalei. V'havaya kula, lo tidovev, b'chiri, hareini lecha muteret. I cannot translate these words. It is pil'ot. No, we should be zochet to feel this beautiful harmony with all of existence, with all of reality. B'simcha v'tuv lev, may Rav Kol, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.